From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Egypt's president heads to the White House today for talks likely to focus on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama has been urging Arab states to make gestures to Israel, and Egypt could use its influence in the region to promote that as well. But on the eve of his visit, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak made clear in a newspaper interview that other Arab states would normalize ties with Israel only after a just and comprehensive Middle East peace is achieved. Mubarak has already met with other administration officials, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Her spokesman said the two exchanged notes about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and agreed that all sides need to take steps in parallel. He said that they also talked about other regional security issues as well as democracy and human rights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Anti-war activists protested at the University of California, Berkeley yesterday, calling for the firing of law professor John Yoo, who co-wrote legal memos that critics say were used to justify the torture of suspected terrorists. Campus police arrested at least four people who refused to leave the university's law school building. Cy Musiker with member station KQED reports.
We shall not be moved. Yesterday, about 20 members of the group Code Pink called on the university to dismiss Professor Yoo. The university has defended Yoo, saying it can't fire him for espousing unpopular views. That would violate principles of academic freedom and tenure. The law school dean is Christopher Edley.
Unless a faculty member's behavior interferes with the performance of their duty as a teacher and as a researcher, it is very dangerous to open up an inquiry based upon a political poll about his views.
Edley says that might change if Yoo is ever convicted of criminal wrongdoing for his work in the Bush administration. Yoo's class in civil procedure is oversubscribed for this semester. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker.
Hurricane Bill is gaining strength in the Atlantic. Forecasters say the first hurricane of this year's Atlantic season has increased to a Category 2 storm with winds up to 100 miles an hour. Hurricane Bill is expected to become a major storm in the next couple of days with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. Forecasters say Bill is very large, with tropical winds extending out 200 miles and is still well out to sea. It is on track that forecasters say could take it close to Bermuda by the end of the week. They say it is still too early to tell what effect the hurricane might have on the U.S. mainland. Japanese stock prices managed a small gain today following their slide yesterday on where is it a rally at risk assets may have gone too far. The Nikkei rose by 16 points or nearly 0.2%. This is NPR News. For the first time in over six decades, the population of the state of Florida is shrinking, and demographers are blaming the recession for the reduction. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
58,000. That's how many people have left the Sunshine State over the past year, marking the first population decline in Florida since large numbers of military personnel left the state following World War II in 1946. The University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research looked at utility hookups, building permits, and homestead exemptions for their estimates. The main culprit are unemployment rates over 10%, the highest figure in over 30 years, including the loss of nearly 400,000 jobs over the past year alone. The population drop has left empty seats in the state's public school classrooms, with estimated enrollment down 10,000 students when compared to a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
The government reported today that wholesale prices dropped sharply last month. The Labor Department says prices at the wholesale level were down by 0.9%, and that is three times the amount that economists had predicted. The decline was driven by big decreases in both energy and food costs. Iranian state television is reporting that Tehran is ready for negotiations with the West on its disputed nuclear program based on mutual respect and without preconditions. President Obama has given Iran until September to take up a six-power offer of talks on trade benefits if it gives up sensitive nuclear enrichment or face harsher sanctions. Iranian officials have made similar statements in the past about possible discussions on Tehran's nuclear activities. I'm Carl Castle in Washington.